our world today, if we asked the question, if we took a survey and said, what's the number one problem? What kind of answers might we get? Well, it just depends upon your circumstances, right? For some kids in school, it would say bullies. You know, the amount of peer trouble that happens in school is overwhelming. For another one, depends upon where they live, it would be the violence, the hate, you know, the crime. And in Chicago's, you know, I think on the this year's, again, may have a record number of murders. Who knows? And if that's what the city you were a part of, you would say, well, the violence. And if you lived overseas in other parts of our globe, you might say war is the number one problem. And on, you know, we might have our different answers. And some would just simply say love, and some would say faithfulness, and some, especially in industry, the work ethic today, the work ethic isn't always so great. And on the list could be. But if you ask what's at the core of all of that list, the number one problem in our world today is our disconnect from God. Because once you are disconnected from God, anything goes, right? Anything happens. Once you are disconnected from God, hope, love, selflessness, serving, a lot of things go by the wayside. Honesty and integrity. Once you're disconnected from God, now you also have meaning and purpose becomes a struggle for us. Once you're disconnected from God, so much is lost. I think that's why we like the stories about Isaiah, Jeremiah, Abraham, and Moses. We crave those times when God connected in a marvelous, miraculous sometimes way. The burning bush for Moses, right? And then providing that ram for Abraham so he didn't have to sacrifice his son Isaac. And on it goes. How God called people to himself and made a connection like none other. Even at the baptism of Christ, there was a connection between the Father and the Son, where the heavens opened up and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove and the voice from heaven. And I picture it being a grand voice, maybe like the actor James Earl Jones, you know. And, you know, just, I can't even do it. My voice is such a tenor to a baritone, you know. This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. What a connection. In today's lesson, and this is also Life Sunday, today is highlighted that disconnect creates so much trouble for us. But even we who are alive in Christ, who believe in the scriptures, there are times that our thinking and our heart unplug from God, and we disconnect ourselves. And we wonder why we're floundering. So the question is for this morning, what do we learn from the prophet Isaiah and God's connection with him? You see, we learn a couple things, and I just made some bullet points. One is that God knew us before we were born. That not only applied to Isaiah, Jeremiah, David, and many others, even Abraham, God knew us before we were born. That's a pretty strong connection, isn't it? I mean, how many times have you ever said about somebody else, well, I think I met them once, you know, or but I can't remember their name. God's connection to us is the best. Secondly, that God designed us. The scriptures talks about how he formed us in that most dark place, the womb of our mothers. How he put us together and he knew us. He chose us. Even in the New Testament, it's repeated again that we are called to be a chosen people, a holy nation, a people unto God. And it's not random. He redeemed us by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. He paid for us. After us disconnecting the world, our sinful nature, he reconnects us at a costly price through his Son. He places within us the Holy Spirit. And he gives us a purpose. With all of that said, and there are Bible verses that substantiate that, why do we still have a problem with our connection to God and God's connection to us? I think it's because we crave things in the imagination of our mind and heart to have another event like Isaiah chapter 6. In Isaiah chapter 6, it has words like this. I saw the Lord seated on a high throne, exalted. And then he goes on to describe, above him were seraphs, and each seraph had six wings. And it describes how those wings functioned. And then he tells about the seraphs. They were calling to one another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. And then it talks about what happened next in the doorposts and the thresholds. They were shaking, and the temple was filled with smoke. And Elijah cried out, ah! The text says, woe is me. But I imagine, ah, don't you? Okay. I think in Hebrew it says, woe is me. In English it's, I cried and I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And then one of the seraphs, it tells us in Isaiah 6, took a live hot coal and touched Isaiah's mouth. I mean, if that happened in your life, would you get the message, huh, that you are connected to God? I mean, that would be pretty powerful, right? Any doubts you would have would just pew, would just evaporate. But then you've missed what God's been telling you all along. You see, there was a day when God did more than just touch you. He gave you his Spirit in the water and the Word. He called you his own, uniting you with the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Do you think that's a wimpy connection? Somehow I don't. There's a time when he touches your mouth, but not with the hot coal, but with the body of our Lord Jesus Christ in the bread and his blood in the wine. And he gives you the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We call it the real presence. We don't taste flesh and we don't taste blood. But as we say in our Christian faith, in, with, and under these gifts is the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he touches you with this. And what does he do? We who are of unclean lips, he restores us. He forgives us our sins. Do you think this is a wimpy connection? I don't. Do you understand? He places in your hands all the Word of God. I know what the TV program said about the lost books. Ooh, there's books the church did not include. We're keeping secrets from you. You know, that is sin and temptation and the work of the devil to try to get you to think in a world fleshly way that you are not connected as good as we said, as good as he said. But what happens when by faith we believe what took place in our baptism. What happens when by faith we believe in the gift of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper? Then we become servants of the Lord Most High. We become set apart like the prophet Isaiah to do whatever God designed us to do. For him, it was a particular mission at a particular time. Going to the king and talking about repentance and calling the people to faithfulness. We are people in this time, and there are still people who don't know about Jesus. And there are still people who are confused about the message of the scriptures, because there's so many lies out there about the Bible and nobody is telling them the truth. We have a mission. We have a mission to walk the words, to walk the talk of Scripture. We have a mission to love one another as God has loved us. We have a mission to serve one another instead of waiting just to be served. We have a mission to teach the young, to nurture the old, and encourage the faith. Because we're all facing challenges at different rates, at different times, at different speeds, in different shoes, in different walks, but it's still challenges to our very faith and our connection to God. And there are times that we are afraid of what it means to be connected to God, of what God might call us to do. Remember Jonah? He was afraid. He didn't want to go to Murfreesboro. You know, he was going to go to Florida. The weather's better. Think about it. God has planted us as he planted Isaiah. And what Isaiah learned is when the Lord touches us, he purifies us, he sanctifies us, he cleanses us for that mission, and he equips us. Because there were times that Isaiah, he didn't know what he would have to say. And God just simply said, remember, I will tell you. And there were other servants in scriptures, like Moses. Moses, remember, he said, I'm not eloquent of speech. And God says, don't worry about it. You're going to have Aaron. Aaron will help you, and I will help you, and I will help Aaron. And on throughout the scriptures. And the world tries to say, well, you're not Abraham. You're certainly no Moses. I'm certainly not Elijah, you know. What the world tries to tell us is that, yeah, that was back then, but the connection to God has changed. And the best news that I can tell you is that through Jesus Christ, the connection has never diminished, has not changed. But through Christ, we have what we need. Not always what we want. And we have what God wants us to do. Not always what we want to do. And we have his truth to do it with. And so because our world is disconnected to God, you know, we've sort of said, well, you know, that calling of God, that's for church workers. But us lay people, it's different, you know. And you'll find Priscilla and Aquila. You'll find other lay people who were called by God, equipped by God, strengthened by God, fortified by God, and received by God into everlasting kingdom. You see, God calls us, not all to be pastors, not all to be Sunday school teachers, not all to be evangelists, but God does call us, each one. And when we do this disconnect stuff with God, that's when we start devaluing life. And now you have the hot topics like abortion, because that life is not important, it's an inconvenience. Or, you know, the assisted suicide. That life is not important. It's not worth living that way. And so we put an end to it. And basically shutting down the elderly. That life is not significant because they can't contribute anymore. And the more we disconnect with God, the more we make a mess with so many things in our world. And the more we become selfish, the greater that disconnect is manifested and revealed. Isaiah is a servant of the Lord. He shows us that God chooses to connect to us people. Isaiah is a servant of the Lord who surrenders his life into the hands of God to serve the way that God wants him to serve. And Isaiah is a servant of the Lord who says, it's not about my importance, it's about God. The connection with God means everything. Life and salvation. Okay, you haven't seen seraphs. I'm sorry. Maybe you didn't sign up for the burning coal, touch your mouth routine. You know, that's a graduate studies class, isn't it? You know, but did you not receive the greatest gift of the Holy Spirit in your baptism? And today, you will again receive the gift, touching your mouth, received into your body, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is connected to you by his choice, by his working, by his doing. And he wants you connected to him. Now and always. Amen.